afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I have with me my regular Wednesday co-host, none other than Mr. David Scorpio. Welcome, David. Good day to you, sir.
Greetings and salutations, Richard. Glad to be with you. And here we are in another day in a free-range open air insane asylum we call America.
Yes, indeed, indeed. The economy is continuing to plummet, and the social engineering agendas are still full speed ahead. We have this war that now it's seeming like they want to drag on forever, like a new Afghanistan or something, right? I don't know. Go ahead, David.
Well, I'll just comment on that. They're already talking about, they're going to give F-16 fighters over there, which is going to take like over a year just to train the pilots and get the airplanes over there. And I heard, Groper Joe make some reference to, we'll be there for the next 3 years, no problem. They're already planning on another 3 years of this crap because, it's going to take time to destroy the entire country and empty it out, which is the goal here, and then repopulate it with diversity, basically, I believe, Israel, a de facto Israel 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, the more time goes on, the more I think that there's really something to that, and it's just perhaps being sensationalized, by some who try to dismiss it. But no, I do think there really is something to that.
And they're saying that already 10 million people have left the country out of 40 million. So that's what, a quarter of the population already?
It certainly is going to be. And then this talk now, most recent from Zelensky, it'll take no less than $1 trillion to rebuild Ukraine, David. That's what he's been out there saying.
Oh, yeah. BlackRock has already got their snoot in the deal here, it's funny too, because you hear the war propaganda coming from both sides. Russia's about to win. They've destroyed everything. The Ukrainian army's gone. And then you hear the propaganda from the West. Ukraine just destroyed Russia's last warship in Ukraine. it seems to me like it's more or less of a stalemate. And this goes back to, Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski's work talking about perpetual war, and that modern warfare is not designed to be won. It's designed to create other things and to accomplish other purposes. And that's what's going on here. It's not clearly the Russians are not trying to win, at least not very quickly. I mean, with over a year now and they can't defeat Ukraine, it's hard to believe.
Yes, yeah. I mean, even those who are, diehard Putin fans at this point, like some of our callers around the station here are saying, at this point it is seeming a little obvious just the extent to which this is being dragged out on the Russian side of things. And so, what is the real goal here? And that's why you have to think, at least at the top, there are some string pullers who like to coordinate this, and Putin, like anyone else, is following along.
Oh, absolutely. Any country that has a central bank that's connected to the Bank of International Settlements and is connected to all the network. I know Russia's had some, sanctions against it, but, these countries are all controlled by the bankers, and that means they're controlled by the Jews. And, Putin has been strutting around recently with a red Kabbalah bracelet. You know, I've heard various explanations for that. Oh, that's just a Slavic tradition. I don't know about that. And, you know, he does own an apartment building in Tel Aviv. And, you know, his mother was Jewish. So he's got his own connections there. So I do think, you know, it doesn't mean these people are 100% controlled, but their strings are being pulled. And I think they all have to play the game to some degree if they want to stay alive or stay in office.
Yes. And we've been hearing that about the explanations for all these corporations with their far-left ideologies. As much as it hurts profits, shareholders aren't happy. But the CEO position, this is really where a lot of the influence lies. If those CEOs want to continue their position in future, they need a high score from these WEF types, these ESG rating organizations, conglomerates, whatever they are. So, yeah, there's enough influence over the key people to let profits be damned, to push the social engineering. As far as the stock market, we have a lot of people talking about how AI is the main thing keeping it up right now. It's one of the most speculative markets in history, nonetheless, because a lot of this AI technology or advancements, so-called AI advancements, is completely exaggerated, in my opinion. And most have to at least agree rather overblown. But, yeah, the majority of the market right now, this past year, like the S&P 500 and all that, the only gains have been in this AI tech stock. Like almost 100% of it has, basically, like very close to all. And everything else has been tanking because the economy is tanking. But so that's the final biggest bubble, is that, you know, AI is going to save us. Artificial intelligence will save the future, David.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think so. But what's interesting here is that, you know, these corporations, if you look into it, the ownership of these corporations, it's all interconnected now. So at the top, these largest corporations, they're all owned by the same people, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. And there's other ways that they have interlocking ownership. They have shell companies. They have, you know, stock in each other's companies. So it's very complicated, but it really does come down to the ownership is in very small number of hands. So unfortunately, they're able to, you know, kind of shuffle around the companies. And if one company loses money due to a social engineering scheme, it's no big deal. The other company will make more. And it doesn't really matter. And that's the thing we have to kind of understand. We do not live in a free market capitalist society. We're in a post-capitalist society. We're entering into a monopolistic capitalism. And manipulation of the public is the most important thing. And they're going to keep pushing this tranny garbage. And people think they're going to have a big influence. Look how much money Target lost. Well, they'll do it with another company. And so really, I think the way out is to try to boycott all of these major corporations as much as we can. Don't spend your money there. You know, try to spend your money at local small business. I know it costs more. It's more trouble. But, you know, we got to start creating our own future. And simply handing over your money to these corporations isn't going to help. It's going to make things worse. And these are not competing companies. That's the part we have to accept. And if you look into it, I mean, do your own research. It's out there. You can see very clearly these companies are all owned by the same people. That's why they all have the same ideology, the same worldview, and the same social engineering project. And, you know, I forget the name of the company or the organization that's behind these scores. Of course, George Soros is behind it. That's the boogeyman they always like to put out in the public eye. But, you know, he's a bag man. He's a front man for much more powerful people. And, of course, he's Jewish. Just by chance, he's just sort of the face they put on the poster for the engineering project. But there's much more powerful people behind it who are probably mostly Jewish, just by chance.
Yes, and we're hearing central banks are buying gold at a record pace right now. They're asking, what does this mean for inflation? Of course, there's no way that the rate hikes are going to help everyday people, their spending power. There was an interesting article, higher unemployment won't stop wages from rising. This was by Charles Hugh Smith. And he's talking about how, well, a lot of wages have been stagnant for like 40, 45 years. I mean, he remembers in 1985, the $12 an hour job he had. And a lot of jobs today are still at that rate. I mean, for 40 years to have the cost of everything go up and for a lot of people, a lot of types of jobs and wages be the same. I mean, that's where we're at right now, David.
Oh, that's a great point. A really, really good point. And it's actually really disgusting. The slave wages that are offered to Americans right now, it's really hard to believe that people are willing to work for the low wages they're offered. It's absolutely disgusting. I agree 100%. And, one strategy they always use for basically everything is to make things so complicated you can't really understand it, Goyim. You know, the economy, you have all these experts talking about, higher wages leads to inflation. That's the problem. People are being paid too much, and we can't allow wages to go up too high. Well, that's a patent absurdity. And, of course, they never talk about the wages of CEOs, who are, I think, the average salary right now for a major corporation is around $30 million a year plus stock options and expense accounts and all the other goodies they get on the side. So, that doesn't have anything to do with inflation. And the huge bubble in the stock market, that has nothing to do with inflation. It's the wages you're paid that are ruining the economy. And, I mean, I've heard this on NPR and other, kind of mainstream platforms. It's really hard to believe the garbage they push forward just to try to keep the slaves in their job working for essentially what it comes down to now are subsistence wages. I would guess 80% of America is living month to month, barely getting by. And we're just supposed to accept that. That's the way it is. That's the way the economy works. And, it doesn't have to be that way. It's only that way because people allow it.
Yes, and we have to, use all our money on, well, if not the Ukraine war, black and brown immigration, use up the last. I saw this one recent assessment from Germany. And they're talking about the lifetime economic contribution of immigrants. Lifetime economic contribution of immigrants. Actually, Denmark, very useful data they had there. Non-Western immigrants make a net negative lifetime contribution. It costs billions just to keep them in the West. And this fact alone disproves the supposed economic benefits of immigration you always hear about. It's this generous welfareism is the main reason immigrants go to the, European Union, Europe and the U.S. Of course, that's Western Europe, Scandinavia, Germany, France, U.K. is where they all go. You don't see them in Eastern Europe, because there's no handouts. You don't see the same kind of handouts there. The way the system is set up is that the brown immigrants and refugees get the red carpet treatment, while native Europeans are kicked to the back of the line because our white skin puts us at the bottom of the intersectional stack. Without these handouts, these people would not be able to survive, would be forced to return back to their countries of origin. But, that's the solution to AI and getting rid of white people in all these nations, David. That'll save the world.
Well, it's the Kluge plan in action, and that's really interesting, that the truth is coming out slowly thanks to the internet. I think the internet's been a real major problem for these controllers. I mean, that's how they want to run everything with the internet. But, truth keeps leaking out of the dam, so to speak. So in the information age, it's very difficult to hide the truth any longer. But most people don't care, unfortunately. That's the problem. If they really wanted to do something about inflation, they would curtail immigration immediately, because it's just, pretty simple. If you have more people in the country, chasing after the same number of goods, you're going to have more inflation. So immigration actually leads to inflation. No one ever talks about that, but it's an obvious fact. Of course, that will never happen because part of the problem here is the economy is one giant Ponzi scheme. So they have to keep adding more people into the bottom of the mix to keep wages down and to keep the Ponzi scheme running. So they really do have a major problem. And I think we're going to be hitting a wall at some point fairly soon because everything is coming apart at the same time. And the big trick they're going to have to pull off is explaining it all away. It's not our fault that everything's screwed up. We're going to create this new system that we're going to run too, by the way. So just accept that, Goyim. So they're going to have a problem going there because I think as things get worse, more and more people are going to realize they've been had, that we do live in a slave system. America is one giant slave colony, except for like the upper 10% of the country now. And I don't think this is going to end well, to be honest. I think we're going to be in for some very interesting times, let's say.
And I hear so much about this being the end of an economic cycle. I'm very convinced at this point that a new economic cycle will start for these people seamlessly in transition without any major changes, reformations whatsoever to their Ponzi schemes. Michael Schneider is out there saying this is the end of a mega cycle. He had a couple of good points at the start of this piece. Have we finally reached the end of the road? When it comes to the economy, most of us focus on short-term cycles. In recent years, there have been times, when the economy has been growing and there have been times when the economy has been shrinking. But all of those short-term fluctuations have happened in the context of a long-term trend of debt-fueled, quote-unquote, growth. We've been relentlessly stealing from the future in order to make the present more pleasant. And most of us pretend that the piper will never have to be paid. But, of course, the truth is that a day of reckoning is fast approaching, and that day of reckoning is going to be immensely painful. So, yeah, that's pretty much what you've been saying, kicking the can down the road. You know, they bought time is all they did. I mean, since Barack Obama era to now, we've accumulated most of this debt, okay? And if you look back to the earlier times, like 1960, we were $286 billion in debt. That even still sounds like a lot, but now we're $31.4 trillion. So,
right, and a trillion is 1,000 billion.
Yeah. So that's all they did is they bought time. You know, by kicking the can down the road, he says over and over again, they've been able to delay the severe economic consequences that he and others have been warning about for years. About two-thirds of our national debt, though, has been accumulated since Barack Obama first entered the White House. And he's saying now the jig is up.
Yeah, well,
what's going to happen, though, when this reset?
Well, you know, Schneider is kind of a collapsitarian, you would say. He's been calling for the collapse since I can remember, at least since 2010 or so. But I think we have to keep in mind all this debt is odious debt. It's all phony. It's all because we have this phony, Federal Reserve system that's basically organized criminality, you know, disguised as a legitimate business. And it's really what it is. It's actually criminality. Fractional reserve banking itself is criminality because you're just creating money from nothing and lending out money that doesn't exist. The whole thing's a scam. And so to correct that would be very, very painful. We have to get back to some kind of a system where labor is valued, where money is attached
hello,
to something
hello.
Real.
From beautiful
yes.
Colorado.
Oh, here, we're on the break. We'll be right back.
And I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All the money goodbye, all those things. Where to begin? Don't wanna know. Don't wanna know.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And so, yeah, David, you were saying we need to go back to a more sound basis for the money. And, of course, labor is what you see as the most sound choice. Nothing really compares to that.
Well, absolutely. We have an economy that's really based on speculation and, shuffling around magic shekels. And if you want to have a real economy, of course, the very basis of any real economy is agriculture. That's the starting point, because without food, you don't have a civilization, right? So that's the starting point. And then labor, general labor, is the next most important thing. Is if you don't have people making things, people building things, people repairing things, you don't have a civilization either. So we have a parasitical system that rewards people who do nothing, who just shuffle around magic shekels, and this is the Jews' dream. This is how they've, sort of operated for centuries, and it's one of the reasons why they've been kicked out of, 108, 109 countries and counting, around the world throughout, the modern history. So, Catherine Austin Fitz, she won't really name the Jews. She calls it Mr. Globo, but, she makes some great points. She's very knowledgeable. And, one thing she said is, if we're going to get out of the situation, it's going to be very, very painful. No one's going to be living with the standard of living they currently have in order to get things back to reality. And I think that's very true. And, I like to live simple anyway. I think it's actually better. You end up being more happy if you live simple and enjoy the little things in life rather than, wait for the next temporal pleasure where you can, spend money and flashing lights and, and buy something else. That'll fill that empty void in your life. You know, that's really where we are. We are a consumer society where everything's turned upside down, unfortunately.
Indeed. And Snyder in that article was talking about how at every level we're just out of control in debt, not just the government, but of course, yeah, we mentioned just how bad that is. But and when you look at corporations, even, for example, state and local governments as well. You know, he says state and local governments have taken on mountains of debt. Corporate debt has surged to levels that we have never seen before. U.S. consumers are currently more than $17 trillion in debt. High interest debt is particularly destructive. Americans now owe more than $1 trillion on their credit cards, a form of predatory lending, and most of the large financial institutions are now doing it. Because once you get into a situation where you cannot pay off the balance every month, you end up paying back far more, obviously. But we're facing an entire society, he says, that's completely and utterly saturated with debt. From the very top to the very bottom, we've pushed things just about as far as they can go. Now the wheels are starting to come off. So, yeah, my question, I mean, what signs are there for us to show that the wheels truly are coming, that they can't continue this any longer? You know, because I don't know. I know they're going to want to transition into a new cycle.
Well, sure. And that's a great point. I have to agree with everything you're saying there. You know, these credit card companies, I guess people are paying like 25% interest on their debt with these credit cards, which is absolutely insane. It should not be allowed. It should be illegal. It's called usury. And, you know, at least it used to be. And, you know, you think about it, a 25% interest every 4 months, the principal doubles. I mean, that's like loan shark territory here. And, you know, America is paying this interest on the debt. We don't make any payments on the debt. We're just paying interest payments. Been doing that forever. We've never really paid any money down on the debt for many, many, many years. So this whole thing is unsustainable. The debt that can never be repaid. It's odious, and it just needs to be declared null and void. That's the first step. But you know, unfortunately, the bankers call the shots. That's not going to happen. The bankers run the whole show. Everybody bends a knee to the Iron Bank, so to speak.
And that's why, as much as it's a joke, this debt ceiling fight in Congress, it is a part of the peek behind the curtain, you know, of the bigger picture. A constant expansion, requiring a constant expansion of debt, is the way this whole system is devised. And there's no other way with this system for things to operate. They know that. And they're very addicted to it. The military-industrial complex, Washington, D.C., in particular, these people at the top of this government, and on a world scale, the spending is just outrageous. And for this party to continue, the debt levels have to continue to expand. Well, we'll be right back, folks.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth. We'll say that was just another time. One day.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with David Scorpio as co-host. David, I'll just quickly finish up the Michael Schneider article here. Hear your thoughts and get to the phones here. What we are facing, he says, is an entire society that is completely and utterly saturated with debt. From the very top to the very bottom, we've pushed things just about as far as they can go, and now the wheels are starting to come off. In order for the party to continue, our debt levels have to continue to expand, and the Uniparty in Washington understands this very well. But this madness cannot go on forever. We are like an addict that needs larger doses over time in order to achieve the same buzz. That can work for a while, but eventually the addict overdoses and ends up dead. Sadly, the end of our story is rapidly approaching as well. The debt megacycle that we are currently experiencing has reached a terminal phase, and there is going to be immense pain as the system implodes all around us. I really do hope that the abominable debt ceiling agreement that they are trying to push through Congress right now does get defeated, but no matter what happens in Washington, this debt megacycle is coming to an end, and that has very serious implications for each one of us. And I really like that term you used, David, collapsitarian.
Yeah. Well, I have to agree with what he's saying here. The question is it actually going to collapse, or are they going to simply bring in a new system? And I think that's, of course, the plan. But yeah, it's really incredible how saturated our whole society is with debt. I mean, that's the magic juice that's kept everything running for a long time. And, you know, I find it particularly disgusting that, you know, obviously, I can't stand the liberals, but, you know, these conservatives that we have to cut the budget, but we can't cut a dime from the military spending. That's off the table, you know, even though it's like half of the budget. of the government almost. So that's particularly disgusting to me because I think this idea that we have to have wars to solve our problems is not going to work anymore. And the idea that someone's going to invade the United States, it's not going to happen. So we spend most of that money abroad trying to socially engineer the rest of the world. That's what the military really does. It's been the bully with a big stick, you know, making sure that everyone follows orders for the debt that they're under, essentially. And, you know, that was pointed out a long time ago by Smedley Butler, you know, who, you know, he has his flaws, but he did point out that war is a racket quite a long time ago.
Indeed. We're going to the phones. Miles in Maine up first. Miles.
Yeah, good show, gentlemen. I just had a couple observations here. One of them is I hear a lot all over the different various networks, a lot of assumption that leads to incorrect presumption, such as I just heard again that Putin is Jewish, and I heard Ahmadinejad before was Jewish, and they're not. They're both Armenian. And so when people say that they don't believe, you know, because Putin's Jewish, you know, that's why this war is laying around. No, this is a very different war. This is a war over religion, over Christian orthodoxy not being replaced. And mostly Putin is trying to just maintain the culture and everything there. I mean, they've already killed 300,000 Ukrainians.
Miles, we have a lot of background. We have a lot of background noise from you, Miles. I don't know. Maybe if you could turn off your speakerphone if it's on, maybe that would help a lot. David, is there something you'd like to respond with so far from what Miles mentioned?
I had trouble understanding him, actually.
Okay.
Something about Putin.
Well, that's much better, Miles.
Yeah, let me go back over it. I said a lot of assumption leads to presumption. And what I've heard here today is what I've been hearing, you know, I hear on networks, Putin's Jewish, and that's why this is going on, or Ahmadinejad.
Wait, I never said that. Wait. No, I never said that.
I did not say you. I said that's what I'm hearing on different networks and things. But the fact is, Putin is Armenian, and so was Ahmadinejad. But here's what's different in this war. Putin's already, they've killed 300,000 Ukrainians, so I don't think, you know, Putin and a lot of his people are there, too. A lot of Russians are there. Putin isn't there to destroy the culture. He's there to make sure that he can preserve the Christian orthodoxy and things like that. I think that's what Putin is trying to do. Yeah, he could just steamroll them and barrel them over, but he's already got, what, international warrants for him? I think he's trying to use a bit of diplomacy, and I don't think that, although, you know, the Jews have whatever they got going, I don't think they can extensively control every leader and every part of what they're doing. You know, I mean, some of these leaders, you know, there are guys like Putin that is a Christian that is trying to fight to maintain his culture, you know, men and women relationships and things like that.
Let me respond. You're making the presumption that Putin's actually a Christian. You don't know that.
Putin is a Christian. There's no presumption at all about that.
So was George W. Bush. Do you believe George W. Bush was actually a Christian?
I don't know what George Bush was, but that's a different subject. I'm talking about Putin.
Yeah, but the point is, that's their public persona. They all say they're Christians for their public persona
because it's palatable to
the masses.
No, but Putin has, Putin has protected the churches and helped them out. So that's a presumption there, that trying to put Putin in the same category as George Bush. And it's not a one-shoe-size-fits-all.
I'm not trying to put him in the same category. I'm just trying to point out to you that you don't know for a fact that Putin is actually a Christian. He says he is, yes, but I really have trouble believing
that. If Putin wasn't a Christian, if he wasn't a Christian, then why didn't he just let them go ahead and allow them to close the Christian churches? Why isn't he allowing homosexuality? He's been fighting all this since way back with the Pussy Riot girls and things like that. So Putin has all along the board, in my opinion, been very consistent.
Okay, he has done that. That's true. But there could be multiple reasons why he is doing, you know, that. But he's also a multiculturalist at heart, and he's gone along with a lot of the agenda. You know, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I don't think he's in Ukraine.
I haven't seen
Excuse me. I was in the middle of a sentence, sir. I don't think he's in Ukraine to save the values of Ukraine or Russia. I think it's a much bigger play. If you think this war is about saving Christianity, I think that's absurd.
Okay, well, you know, did Putin have to go into Syria? Why did he do that? I mean, he potentially stopped World War III there. Why did he do that?
This could lead to World War III right now. Don't you see that?
Okay, but if he wanted World War III to happen, he could have made it already happen. Okay, Putin has lived up to his agreements with the other countries. Okay, and he's been very consistent. Despite you might
Putin is also closely aligned with the Chinese, and I don't. I mean, anyone
so
that says
so
that China
so
is
everybody. Well, so is everybody else. No one more so than the United States.
No, that's not true. That is not true. Politically, Russia
well,
and China.
Tell me how it's not true. Tell me how it's not true when they own our debt. And they own all these multinational corporations.
Stop interrupting me, and I'll tell you. Okay. Okay. Are you done?
Thank you.
Okay. First of all, at the Olympics, Putin and Xi publicly said that their relationship between China and Russia is inseparable. They are the closest of allies, and they're going to work together on all fronts. So China and Russia are most closely aligned, much more so than America. But America is – I mean, look, China is a boogeyman, the Jews run China.
Would you feel more comfortable if Putin was more tightly aligned with the U.S.?
That should have been the strategy all along. Aside from the different personalities. But see, what they're doing is they're getting the pieces on the board for World War III. They've been doing this for quite some time. They're getting all the pieces set up on the board for World War III.
Well, then people should be supporting Trump because Trump tried to procure that relationship between Russia and the United States before they began poisoning it during his election.
Well, Trump also pushed the vaccine, and Trump's up to his neck in Jewish influence. So,
okay, we have a few other callers.
Stay on the Russian subject. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't shift to that much, and we have other callers to try to give fair time. Rick in Arizona. Rick.
Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to figure out Ukraine unless you parachute in and see what's going on the ground. I mean, you can't. I mean, 300,000 people really died for Zelensky. I would think if those were true numbers, they'd have killed him a long time ago, but let's leave that in the past. I'm on board with, you know, the only thing these Democrats really care about is they want to make gun grabbing great again, and they need Trump to finish it off. They need a federal red flag law because there are just too many states that are never going to pass it, okay? And what we need is we need people to be on board. We need people to be on board that unless these government agencies are going to turn over the videos and the official crime scene photos to these shootings, they're classified as fake. Now, most of these shootings are fake in my mind, except for a small percentage where you have real motive, where somebody goes in and shoots a bunch of their bosses, or somebody shoots somebody and they kill their girlfriend's new lover. And unless, Mr. Scorpio, you have people showing you the videos and the official crime scene photos from the coroner's office, we have to classify these shootings as absolutely fake. Because if we get the red flag law that Trump's going to be brought in for, they can disarm us on the next COVID run. COVID's been suspended, okay? And if they get a federal red flag law and we get this new generation of police in there in the next few years, they're going to have the right to take away your guns if you're going to speak out at a school board meeting. We need, and RBN is not on board with this. We've got the number one host on this show saying that he likes the red flag law, and if you've been on certain drugs, you're a threat. That's what they want you to think, that certain drugs make you go crazy. In my opinion, these people, these shootings are all fake, and unless you can show me the videos and the crime scene photos, official ones, then they got to be classified as fake. They're not giving us the evidence, And we don't need anybody else helping them along. Please, do not get on board with any of this stuff about, you know, we don't know if this is true or not. If they don't provide the evidence, it's fake. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. David, do you want to respond?
Well, sure. Good call. I have to disagree on certain points, though. You know, I just had a debate with Jim Fetzer, the guy that kind of leads this everything is fake idea. All the shootings are fake. I don't think the evidence bears that out. And believe me, I understand that all of these shootings are, there's no question they're psyops, they're government-run operations. But I think what's happened is after Sandy Hook and the Boston bombing, they realized that trying to pull off these massive fake events with all these crisis actors and a lot of loose ends that have to be managed after the event, it's actually much easier to get a mentally ill person or a mind control stooge that's under the control of a handler to go in and kill people and then make sure that the shooter is terminated at the end of the event. That way you've only got, a handful of people running the whole operation. The shooter is dead at the end. Dead men tell no tales, and there's no loose ends. But that does not mean in any way that I think these shootings are organic or real in the sense that just crazy people are going out doing things. No, this is all a part of a plan. That's why it always happens at schools, and they're doing public places so everybody feels unsafe. That's another part of the agenda, is to make everybody feel afraid. The world's full of crazy people. You might die today. Because fear keeps the masses in control. That's a scientific fact. So I do think some of these shootings are real. And I had a debate with Jim about this. And I guess you can go listen to that if you want to. We're in agreement that these are psyops and false flags. And they're used to socially engineer us towards gun control and other things as well.
Okay. Jay in California. Jay.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm a little out of breath. I just got off a treadmill. But, Dave, I heard your show with Max Egan, and I noticed that he really doesn't have – it didn't seem like he had an urgency about what's going on. His attitude was like, well, it's already happened before. It'll swing back around. And I was wondering if you share that sentiment, like, well, this is all going to play out, how it's going to play out. To me, it seems like this has never been done before, and we're headed into, really kind of an existential issue here where we might get wiped out. And the other question I was wondering is, do you believe that after they finish flooding this country with third worlders, do you think all the Jews are going to flee to Ukraine? They're destroying their own place, too. There's not going to be a safe place for them.
Those are great questions. Thank you. Let's see. Let's go to the question about Max. I think Max, Max is an interesting guy, and if you want to hear, anyone wants to hear the interview, it's over on American National Radio Network on Podbean. And I think what he was referring to is that societies have come and gone and collapsed in the past, he's talking about different timelines and sort of esoteric things that we've had. This has happened before. There's been collapses of civilization in antiquity, and that they've engineered these things quite possibly. So I think that's what he's saying. And he's also saying that, look, things have gone too far. We're not going to reform this system. There's no reforming it. It's all gone way too far. These people already own everything. They really do.
Right.
And so it's going to have to play out the way it's going to play out. And the key for us is to not participate and not submit to the new system or the new laws, because they can't do a damn thing about it if people refuse to go along. They really can't. They need people's willing participation. And I think COVID proved that. Like, nobody was forced to take a shot. Nobody was held down in a gurney and had an injection put in their arm. They were threatened, oh, you're going to lose your job, which look at this, all disappeared now. But so people did it willingly. They lined up and willingly took the injection. They willingly put a mask on. Nobody was forced to put a mask on. They did it willingly. And if enough people said, you know what, we're not going to play, screw you, there wouldn't be much they could do about it. And about the question about America, you know, yeah, they are what they want to. I think the goal is just to turn America into a third world country, into a third world asshole, so to speak. And, you know, that'll require a militarized police force because you have a bunch of unruly, uneducated, low IQ people who are ill behaved. And I think that's exactly what they want. And, you know, the Ukraine situation, yes, that will be sort of the new Israel, because Israel has a lot of existential problems itself. I mean, they're being outbred by the Palestinians quite a bit. They're surrounded by countries that really don't like them very much. And they you know, they can only steal so much more land before it becomes obvious that they've been negotiating in bad faith since the very beginning. They never had any intention of giving the Palestinians anything. So there's going to come a point where it's obvious to even the most ardent Zionists that they're, you know, participating in bad faith. So Ukraine is a much larger country, and they're emptying it out. And it's also part of this pivot to the east. It's, you know, strategically located on the very edge of what we know as Eastern Europe, right on the border of Russia. China's nearby. So it's a perfect, you know, center to manage the new power pivot to the east, because that's where it's all going. The east represents unlimited slave labor and lots of consumers as well. So that's where it's all going. They're shifting away from the west towards the east. They've already stripped the bones off of the west, essentially, and it's time just to move to new greener pastures where they can steal, loot, pillage, and plunder.
Okay, well, great call. Thank you. Patrick in Texas. Patrick.
Yeah, y'all guys got a good topic going there. M.S. King there, and, he says the war against Putin, he's got a book out. And you got to look at the big picture of all this stuff, you know, to try to figure out who's, what the chessboard's doing there. And one time, Russia had two divisions in the Civil War, you know, slaughtering the South. A very horrible, very brutal war. And then there's China. As Michael Hammond or Peter Hammond was just, Dr. Peter Hammond was saying that, you know, they always been the bad guy. You know, I mean, when they were, half of them were Sovietized, you know, right about the, you know, when the Bolshevik Revolution was going on. And they're still the red China. You know, everything they do, they're, you know, they're threatening Taiwan, they're, you know, they took Tibet. You know, they're a lot more worse and bigger threat to worry about. And like they had that Red Dawn, you know, we have China as being, you know, the new Russia, and then they complained, and then they changed it to North Korea. But Michael Gaddy said, you know, everything is by treaty, and that's true. You know, right now, there's a treaty. All of our laws come out of the Hague already, and so there's already going on under the table right now that we are under control of the UN. And David Strait, it built these police departments, and half of the building was for UN troops, the other half was for the police. But then he said all of the police in America is under UN charter control. And so I think that's going to get to manifest. And more than likely, it's going to be Chinese and, you know, some South African people, you know, that come in here. I don't think it's going to be Putin's Russia.
Thank you.
Okay, but we go. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Overnight 1000. Overnight.
Yeah, it's over 9,000, because if I spend one penny over 10,000, the FBI is going to find out about it. Okay, anyway, let's get this cleared up here. To live in America, you are to embrace debt. By the time you get out of high school, you're finding out what a credit score is. I've lived my whole life, 60 years, without having any credit. I bought my home, my land, my car. If people would do that, that would do a lot. Just no. I tell people, why do you want credit? Why do you want credit? You could live without it. No, you're not going to be all that comfortable. But anyway, okay, going back to this. Putin, the piece of crap, that guy's killed more people than Hillary Clinton. He is a communist. And what gets me is he's part of Brexit. Then how come NATO, he's fighting NATO? I don't understand that. Because Britain is in on the Brexit too. That makes no sense. And that war over there, you talk about false flags. I don't see anything. I can't find any kind of, I don't see if people all tore up. Cities still have electricity. That's a big psyop, too. Okay? I mean, because I still wait to see all these people, 300,000 people all... I've talked to people from Ukraine, and they say the whole thing is fake. They come here and live in Florida. They say they don't trust either side of that war. It's all just bullcrap. Mm-hmm. And the next war we're going to have is just what you started off with, debt. It's all about that credit score, buddy. Because that's how they're going to round people up. If you're not going to be part of it, they're going to haul you off somewhere. It ain't going to be with guns. Why do they want to tear stuff up? It's going to haul people off. Either you're going to go with it or you're going to starve to death. They show you this in all the movies, Hunger Games, all this crap they're showing you in Hollywood. They're showing you what they're going to do to you. It's part of their magic. With that being said, I'm done, guys. I'll talk to you later. Hey, you've been to Bradenton Beach. You got to go down to Bradenton Beach. I was down there yesterday. It was beautiful. You're in St. Pete.
Yeah.
We got to get together sometime. All right.
All right. Thank
talk you.
To you later. Sounds good.
Hey, great call. Great call. And, you know, I've been saying for years that China is the system they want to roll out worldwide. And, yeah, China is bad news. It's brutal. It's an absolutely brutal system. And I think the caller made some great points. Thank you.
Joe in Florida. Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I guess so. It seems to be the perennial RBN debate here about Putin, and I weigh in on the side of Miles. I mean, the fact is that, the only way you can tell whether a person is really a Christian is to see what they do and how they behave. He was, by the way, he was secretly baptized, Putin, by his mother, okay? She might have been, I don't know if she was Jewish. I don't like to see the evidence for that. But he was secretly baptized in the Russian Orthodox Church, and he behaves that way, okay? So you could compare him with other world leaders like Joe Biden and others, even who claim to be Christian. But I'm going to put that aside for a second because I definitely agree with Miles, although I'm not naive about who he is. And I want to say, Dave, thank you for, I think it is a brilliant analysis of what the real problem in our economic system. It's a totally Jewish system. The way that you have an economic system that works is labor has to be the source of value, right? And what do we have in our society? Somehow in 60, 70 years, we went to a country which values, like you say, numbers, pushing numbers around, a Jewish system, right? Because Jews don't work, and they want a system like that. So thanks, guys. And I disagree, but I agree a lot with you both. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Great call. Great call. I appreciate it. And you know, there's always room for disagreement on things. And so, excellent call. Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, David, as always. Please support the station, folks, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.